So during the season of Easter, which is now we're in after the octave, we go here till Pentecost, we read from the Acts of the Apostles. And what we're seeing is the early church kind of beginning, you know, with the apostolic ministry, starting to proclaim the gospel and people responding. And today we get a glimpse of the community and sort of the ideal part of the community, because it talks about how the community of believers was one of heart and mind, and no one claimed any possessions as their own. So there was this sense of this, you know, the community started to form. But we know that at the very beginning, it may have been ideal, and that's great, because they were just, you know, the resurrection had just happened, Pentecost, and they're sort of together, and they're one heart, and now they want to proclaim the gospel, and they're on fire. But as the church grows, you'll see in the Acts of the Apostles, then some controversies come in, and the church has to deal with them. You know, and as we go on with Acts, you'll see those, so I don't have to go through them there. But the reason why I bring that up is because, you know, that things can be ideal at the beginning, even in the church, in our parish. You know, you have the friends that you get along with, and it's wonderful. But to recognize that there is always going to be a time when any kind of relationship or community goes through some difficulty. In other words, that relationship is tested. It's tested, so, and you'll see it happens in the Acts of the Apostles, and they have to deal with it. And you can see how sometimes in our church, what happens is they love it, they're in a prayer group, they love the prayer group, something happens that causes some negative aspect. It could be anything, you know, but something happens, and it becomes an opportunity to grow stronger, you know, to be there, be faithful. Or usually, or sometimes, it's an opportunity for people to leave. You know, in other words, it can't work through the problem. And I think some sort of difficulty that happens. You know, and the challenge, I think, and the reason why I bring that up is for, even for us as a faith, you know, we have, as a parish, we're going to try to continue to build the parish. It's going to there's going to be some times when this relationship is tested. You know, and I don't know what that's going to be in the future. Could be like all of a sudden it's a wonderful prayer group or something like that. I mean, Mass, we have morning Mass, and something is tested with it, and you see whether the community has enough of Christ in it to endure, or does it fall apart? You know, and I don't know what that's going to be, but it happens over and over again. And the goal really is, as people of faith, is to allow God to help us work through any kind of difficulty that might happen. You know, any kind of struggle that might happen, any kind of natural disaster that might happen, anything, like even COVID, that comes along our way, we're ready to build a barrier. Can the community endure? Because I remember saying, Pope Benedict talking about one time, and is that when we make these commitments in our love for the Lord has the right to test if that's true. You know, there's some testing that happens. You know, and it's hard sometimes, because when they're not tested, everything is happy, we think everything is great. Little test comes, people fall apart. You know, and it's not. It was beautiful to see, even with COVID that happened, is that for some people, their faith got stronger. They were more committed to the love of the Lord and the sacraments, and they stayed faithful. And then for other people, that became more than what they could handle, and, you know, haven't probably practiced the faith, or faith is kind of dying in their life. Challenges that we see from the beginning. God does call us together, but he has a right to test the community of believers that, you know, that profess who they are. If you really say that you're a Christian community, will you be a Christian community even if this happens? Or even if this happens? You know, where is your breaking point where you're like, oh, I'm done, I'm out of here, I'll figure out something else. And that's always been a challenge throughout the centuries, in the kind of like, how strong is the faith? Because you'll see that for the apostles, they're going to endure some difficulty between Paul and then Peter, and this between the community of Gentiles and the Jews. There's going to be some discussion and rift where they could either move towards something even holier, or they could disband and walk away. And of course, our challenge is to let God help us work through anything that may come before us.